Hey, it's Lauren. Thank you so much for listening to The Afterlife. Enjoy the episode. This episode has been sponsored by my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations. I'm a business and life mentor, a workshop facilitator, a soul-led entrepreneur, and host of The Afterlife podcast. I'm passionate about supporting people like you through transformative courses, mentorship, and trainings so that you can live the life that you choose. I love all things time management and helping the people that I work with to master their mindset. I truly believe that life is a precious gift, and when we can learn to be at one with our thoughts, when we can learn to love ourselves, control and master our time, we really can live an extraordinary life. I have a whole bunch of free offers on my website, and I strongly encourage you to go and check them out. I'd love to keep in touch with you. You can find me over at Lauren Grace Inspirations on all the socials, as well as laurengraceinspirations.com. And I strongly encourage you to sign up for my newsletter. 2 times a month, at least, I send a positive newsletter that's all about helping you to live the best life possible. I always include a card of the day, a business or a strategy tip, and I also include a spiritual lesson. I would love to have you join me, and I'd love to join you on your journey. Thank you and enjoy the episode. Hey, what's up, Facebook and YouTube? Lauren Grace here. I am a business and life mentor doing quick mini card readings today. I am also over on Instagram and I'm just trying to work this out right now. So let me see, we're going live. So I wanted to let you know as well that I have a new offer that is out right now. It's called Master Your Mindset Challenge. It's 21 days to a more confident you. So if you are somebody who wants to boost your confidence, I'm going to be taking you every single day through a step-by-step practice, a step-by-step, I guess you could say, series of opportunities to learn to hone your energy, step into your future self, clear your energy, get clear on the people that you're spending your time with. Are they lifting you up or not? And I'm going to be helping you along the way to really grow in confidence. We're going to look at nourishing your mind, how to love the ego, how to step into your power. And every single day is going to be adding on and on to something new to really assist you in becoming more confident. So all the details can be found here in the comments, or you can head over to my website, laurengraceinspirations.com. It's $37 to get started. And let me tell you right now, it will change your life. So I really hope that you will join me. Okay. If you do have a question or something that you'd like me to answer, please do let me know. Just put a little chat there in the comments and I will go ahead and get to you. I'm also going to start off by doing a one card reading. Just kind of blowing my phone microphone here to see whether or not that will sort itself out. So let's go live again and we'll see what's going on. Okay. All right, so let's try it. So I'm going to do one little card reading right now. So if you are watching and you want a little bit of guidance, a little bit of support, that's all good. You don't even need to say, hey, Lucille, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Just trying to work out a little bit of the technical difficulties here over on Instagram. But that's all good. So Lucille, if you want a little one card reading, let me know. I'd be happy to do that for you. I also feel like I've got a grandmother here for you. I'll just say that she strikes me as being a grandmother spirit. So when I'm connecting with her energy, I do feel like it's on the father's side of the family. I also want to talk about like traditional wear, something on the forehead, almost like a hairband or something of that nature. So there's something like a formality. So I don't know whether or not there's like an event coming up right now, whether or not you've got something going on, like a celebration or something. And maybe there's a reason of getting dressed up and getting ready. So if you want to let me know, Lucille, whether or not that resonates with you. I really feel like there's like a preparation for something. I also feel like when I'm looking at her that she's wearing some kind of a cape, like really dressed up, but it's in traditional sort of outfit, and really beautiful. I'm really drawn to the forehead, like a headband here or some dots that are kind of along the forehead. I'm also feeling really emotional when I'm connecting with her energy here. So if you want to let me know whether or not that's resonating with you, I would say father side of the family, and I would place her in the mother level. Could be great grandmother as well. All right, see a couple of people coming through over on Instagram as well as Facebook. If you hang on, I will do a little mini one card reading for you as well. So welcome Valerie, welcome Anessa, welcome Lucille, and our friends over on Instagram. I'm so sorry that the audio isn't great. If you want a little bit of better audio, you can head over on Facebook as well and find me over there at Lauren Grace Inspirations. So Lucille said she is a traditional wearer of my culture. I'm a Maori from New Zealand. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with me. There's a lot of, like, when I'm looking at this particular woman, she's very stoic, like very confident, very stoic in her in the way that she stands, like she's very confident in herself. I feel like she's like a wisdom keeper, storyteller. That's really where I want to place her. So I just love that. Instagram, I'm sorry if we're having a little bit of problems. I did put my phone on airplane mode, but it doesn't seem to be stopping some calls coming through. So sorry about that. All right, Lucille, I'm going to do a one card reading for you. Also, when I'm connecting with your energy, I'm feeling really emotional. So I don't know whether or not there's something going on sort of in the heart space here for you, whether or not that's even tied to the grandmother spirit that I'm getting coming through. But there's a lot of affection. There's a lot of compassion. There's a lot of love coming through here. But I also feel like there may be some stuff that's kind of going on with you in the heart space. So one of the things is just remembering to be compassionate with yourself, being kind to yourself, and just giving yourself time to process. Remember, taking things day by day is all that we can ever do if we are working through something that's emotional. It's also about remembering, I feel like it's about going out in nature, reconnecting with elements. So I feel like the guidance that we're getting here as well is like to go to the water, to spend some time near the water, to maybe just spend a little bit of time rejuvenating and getting out in nature, and fresh air is going to be really helping with some perspective as well. And Lucille, you are saying, yes, I've been feeling this emotional. Yeah, I am feeling that as well from you. I think what's important to remember, though, is that sometimes we do feel emotional, and that's okay. And so it's just giving ourselves a little bit of time to adjust to our emotions if they are, you know, sometimes overwhelming. Just being like, okay, I feel emotional today. There's nothing wrong with that, and just allowing that to happen. So the card that we got for you, card number 14, this is a beautiful card. Look at that gorgeous card. And this is the card of focus, and absolutely love that. This is card number 14. 1 + 4 = 5. 5 is all about change. So could be that there's a change that's sort of coming or a change that's happening around you as well. Whenever I see fives as well, that's always middle of the road. And I always like to look at fives as making sure that our foundation is sound. So are we eating well, sleeping well, taking care of our energy? Are we doing things that are really going to support ourselves? So really paying attention to that. Now, with this absolutely stunning and gorgeous card here, we can see this focus card. I mean, we see the word focus on here, but there's a real emergence that's happening from this card. We can see that this woman is sort of half in the water and then half kind of coming out of the water. There's a butterfly in her forehead. The butterfly is all about transformation, right? It's like a becoming, stepping into who we are because of the emotions. We see that really reflected in the water, right? The water element's all about intuition. It's all about emotion. So this is a lot about kind of coming out almost of that and gaining a little bit of clarity. One of the things as well is I feel that sometimes when we're feeling really emotional is seeing how we can invite in some of the other elements. So it may seem counterintuitive, but going and having a shower, even though it's a water element, really can actually help us with air and new ideas. You can also maybe do some clearing, some saging in your space, maybe bringing in some of that smoke. Of course, always doing that carefully, going out in nature, grounding, you know, holding, like even putting your hands or feet on the grass and just like really feeling that. Also bringing in some fire energy, maybe some candles or anything of that nature to really assist you in bringing in some of those other elements. So I hope that you found that that was more helpful for you. Welcome, Haley. Okay, Facebook sound is better. Yes, my phone on Instagram is a little bit funny at the moment. So, all right, Lucille. So let me know if that resonated with you. It's just about member change. Change is inevitable. It's all about how we deal with change. So just remember, the journey ahead is yours to shape. Take what I've said that resonates with you and go ahead and move forward. And remember that you're always guided and you're always supported here by your loved ones. So I want to thank your loved one for being here as well. Thank you. And I'm going to move forward now for someone else who wants a reading. If you are online right now and you'd like a reading, please do let me know. I'd be happy to do that. And also that card, Lucille, was from the Queen of the Moon Oracle, in case you were interested in finding out about that. And Lucille, you just said that, yes, this really resonates. Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Okay. Haley would love a mini card reading. All right, Haley, let's see what we get for you. I'm going to stick with the Queen of the Moon Oracle for you as well. When I was first connecting with your energy, I did feel a little bit of a draw attention to my throat, which is all about that communication. So it's about saying things that we need to say. So that's going to be important for you, making sure that you do that in a safe way that feels comfortable for you. Sometimes journaling is a nice way of getting started with that. And your mini card reading for you is abundance. Hello, like, thank you. So we've got this beautiful abundance card here. This is the Hunter Moon card. Absolutely love this gorgeous card. We see so many different elements within that, but it's a lot about the animal kingdom. We're also seeing a lot of reds and oranges and yellows as well, which are all our lower chakras. So this is a big card that's really talking a lot about resources, business. So talking a lot about material gain. We've got number 38 here. 3 + 8 is an 11. 11 is new beginnings, new start, new ideas. But it's a lot of that with like a lot of energy put behind it because it's a master number. We don't break up numbers like 11, 22, 33, at least I never do. And so there's a lot of energy and enthusiasm put towards you. So whether or not you're contemplating making a decision, this really does look like there's going to be a lot of abundance that comes from it. Now, what's really interesting about this is we see a lot of animal spirits as well with this card. So this really leads me to believe that there's a lot of community that's going to be coming from this particular endeavor, a lot of also community support. So it's a lot about almost nurturing the community, paying attention to the needs of the community, working together as a team. I get that. Sometimes we think that we have to do it all on our own, but really when we bring people together that have different skills, we might actually look at doing some partnerships or maybe going together on a project with more than one person, more than just ourselves, as opposed to finding that we have to do it all on our own. So I think that that's something that this card is really talking a lot about. Because this is also about the fall season, this could also be talking about autumn in terms of when this is going to sort of happen. Now, right now we are in winter. And so I always get confused with seasons right now. I know you're over in New Zealand, but this is talking sort of about the autumn period. And I'm only going off of all of the colors that are really reflected in this card here. But this is a lot about you being stationary where you are, not stationary in terms of like not moving, but in terms of the root chakra, being really grounded, being really clear and being really brave and courageous, because we've got that solar plexus that's happening here with the yellows. We've got the orange, which is a lot about creativity and expression. And then we've got that red, which is a lot about being where we are, feeling like we belong and like knowing where a spot is. So let me know. Yeah, we're getting that. Yes, please. With the dollar signs. I love it. And it's like, thank you, more please, universe. Yeah. So this to me is a lot about looking for your community, coming together to work towards something, listening to your intuition. Also, it's also about remembering that when we are going forward and we are putting out an idea to the universe, just say, hey, show me some signs with grace, you know, give me a little bit of guidance, give me a little bit of encouragement and support. All right. So hopefully you found that that was good for you. Valerie, let's do a reading, do a little one card reading for you. I got a little bit of a cold, y'all. So sorry about that. But I was like, you know what? I haven't been on here in a while doing little readings, and sometimes we need just a little bit of support. Oh, Haley, you said that brought tears to my eyes. It's exactly what I want to do, create a community and work together in Bali with a base to set roots down. Yeah, that gave me total goosebumps. So maybe looking at possible partnerships and feeling out maybe people that can help you make your dream come true is going to be important. But always paying attention to the little signs that we get, those nudges from source about the timing, about making sure that, you know, we're listening and we're checking in with our own truth. Remember, the journey ahead is yours to shape. So you get to, create and change and make the kind of life that you want. So it's about allowing yourself to dream big. That's a big part about it. Now, if you are just tuning in as well at home, I do want to let you know that I have a Master Your Mindset 21-day challenge that I have just released. And if you are interested, I would love for you to join me in that. It is 21 days to a more confident you. And every day you get an audio training from me. You're taken through a new process. You've got a 50-page full color workbook to assist you with that as well. So I would love for you to join me with that. I'll go ahead and put a link in the Facebook chat here if you want to go and check it out. All right. Okay. And Haley said, that's the encouragement I needed. That's awesome. So just keep focused on your dream and listening to your emotions and follow your inspiration, and your gut instinct is always going to lead you right. All right, Valerie, let's do a card for you. And I got a card flip out for you. Okay. This is interesting. So we got card number 42. 4 plus 2 is a 6. 6 is coming around the corner, seeing things clearly. 6 is also about family, and it's also about love. We got the masculine card for you here. Really interesting. So for this one, this is a lot about, it could be about a male in your life that you could be asking for some support in, support from. But I think for you, actually, intuitively, I'm really feeling like it's a lot about honoring the masculine side. When we have the yin and the yang energies, yin is a lot about that going within, intuition, emotion, receiving, kind of like almost passive, sometimes shadow work, that sort of thing, really kind of the deep feeling stuff. The action oriented stuff, the ambition, the power, the goal setting, all of that is really masculine. So I feel like for you, it may be about embracing a little bit more of that masculine energy, embracing a little bit more of that yang energy, and really coming into yourself and going, okay, you know, where is it that I can maybe embrace some of this power, this action oriented stuff, and really do what needs to be done, almost like taking the steps. So sometimes when we have that yin energy, it's a lot about reflection. The yang energy is a lot about the doing. So I'd love to know whether or not that's resonating with you. This is really talking a lot about giving yourself an option of really kind of embracing that sort of side. I really feel that this could be about material stuff. It could be a lot about resources, finances, you know, in that sort of vein. One book that you might want to look into, which is actually very good, is a book called The Secrets of Six-Figure Women. I've been listening to that, and it's a lot about asking for what you're meant for, you know, like raises and standing up for yourself and things like this. So, and you're just saying, I was just talking about that with a friend this evening. Yeah. So that's so great. I mean, the thing is that I remember I read the book, The One Thing, and it was talking a lot about how, you know, balance is a lie. Balance is a lot about honoring where we're at. You know, sometimes we have to give, and then we have to sometimes step back and then receive. And sometimes we have to kind of put our intention out and then see what kind of happens. And, you know, how does the universe meet us halfway? It's about remembering that not everything is going to happen exactly when we say it will. But when we get clear on our intention, when you start to take one small little step towards our desired outcome, that's when these things really can start to happen. And I think that's what's really important to remember for you and for everyone listening, is also about remembering that sometimes when we have a goal and an intention, we're being led to something, but we're actually being led to something bigger or different. But we have to kind of get on the journey in order for us to see that. So I think that's a really cool part about the journey, is about listening to the needs of our soul, honoring them, and also trusting that the divine will really take care of us. So I hope that you found that was helpful. If you at home are watching and you would like a card, please do let me know. If you are on, please go ahead and leave me a comment. If you're watching over on Instagram, I'm also doing readings for y'all over there. I know that it's a little bit of a dodgy line at the moment, I guess. So blame my phone for that. And okay, if you want another reading, just let me know. And I'll just hang a couple more minutes. For everyone watching, I'm going to do one more card, a card for you as well. So if you are watching and you are wanting another little additional sign or a little guidance, let's go with the Elemental Oracle here. And let's see what we get. Oh, I'm glad that you found that helpful, Valerie. Thank you. I think sometimes it's about just putting things into bite-sized pieces and going, okay, I don't have to do everything right now. What's one little thing I can do right now to take me towards where I want to go and who I want to be? When we can remember to do that, then we're going to find our way there. That's what's the really big thing. And I know sometimes when we are like, oh, but I want all of this, or I want that to be sorted, or I want that to be done. It's like, let's just reel it into manageable steps. And that's going to really make us feel better, more empowered, and more able of really getting out there what it is that we want. All right. So this is a card. If you're watching at home, this is just a general reading for you. And if you are watching, then this card is for you. So just take your truth. Remember, the journey ahead is yours to shape. You change your whole life based on a decision. So you are in control. You got this. Okay. And this card is East, and it's all about beginnings. And that is so cool. So this is all about beginnings. You know, look at that card. This is also card number 3. Number 3 is all about creativity, new ideas, could also be about pregnancy. 3 is also ascended master. So it's about getting guidance. So one of the things that I think is important as well is to really always go within whenever we're getting guidance, including from myself. Go within, check in with yourself. There are so many different people that can really assist you along your journey, but you want to make sure that you're running things through your own filter all the time. When we see here, we see East, and then it's talking about beginnings, and we can see this woman, and she's kind of leaning down, but then she's sort of almost has this little lantern, and she's putting it up towards what looks to be a little bit of a portal. So what I feel is happening in this card is an illumination. So there's like an illumination of a situation. So it could be that there's the beginning ideas of a new project, a new endeavor, a new idea, or something that could be coming, could be a new relationship. I feel like this one is probably going to be more business focused, more material resources, that kind of thing. But again, check it in where you are. This is a lot about something is starting, but this woman is actually, what she's doing is she's kind of leaning down, but she's looking up with her lantern and she's going, you know what? I'm going to start to illuminate the situation. I'm going to start to look at this situation fully. And what sort of happens after she sort of starts to illuminate is she stands up and she decides whether or not she wants to walk up the steps into the light. Isn't that beautiful? Do you want to walk up the steps into the light? Do you feel good to do that right now? Or do you want to take a little bit of time right now and assess the situation a little bit more? All right. So hopefully you found that helpful. I'm happy to do one more reading. If you are watching live right now and you want a card done for you, again, my name is Lauren Grace. I am a business and life mentor and the host of the Afterlight podcast. And I work with soul-led entrepreneurs to help them master their mindset through my online challenge, Master Your Mindset, 21 Days to a More Confident You. All right. So what I think I'm going to do here is I'm going to wrap. I think I have served everyone that's on the call at the moment. Renee, are you on still? Anessa, are you on? If you want a reading, please do let me know just before I wrap up here. And also, if you have any questions, business, spirit, anything like that, you want to ask a quick question, I'd be happy to answer. But I am about to wrap up. Renee, you're on. All right. I'll do one more card for you, Renee, and then I'm going to sign off. All right, so I'm just going to check in with your energy. So I feel automatically called in the gut area, solar plexus. So solar plexus is all about bravery. It's all about courage. But for you, I also feel a little bit of nausea. So I don't know whether or not there's something going on with gut health, maybe not feeling that good. I am feeling a little bit sick. So maybe just kind of look into that, making sure you're drinking enough water. If you're not feeling up to scratch, maybe see whether or not you want to check in with that. And I'm going to go ahead and pull a card. Thank you, Haley. Okay. So this is card number 12 for you, Renee. And 12 is a 3. 1 + 2 is a 3. 3 is all about creativity, new ideas. This card is also called fluidity and outer core. And we can see that a woman here is really stepping out of the ocean. Again, we've got this emergence theme, which is coming out today. There seems to be quite a few people that are really like getting ready to step onto a new path, new beginnings, new journey. We see a lot of water element within this card. So that's all about intuition. It's also about emotions. So this is a lot about you kind of almost like, I feel like emerging though, like stepping out of that. Maybe you've been really kind of reflecting a lot lately and now you're getting ready to kind of be here and emerge and go, all right, this is who I am now, like transformation. We can also see here, because this woman is naked, there's a lot of vulnerability in her coming out and really saying, this is what I believe and this is what I'm standing for. These are my ideas. This is my new project, you know, that kind of thing. So there's this huge emergence that's really coming out. when we see fluidity, it's a lot about being fluid and a lot about being flexible with the situations. So kind of like what we were talking about earlier with some of the other readings, it's about checking in and making sure that you're listening and tuning into your own emotions. Because sometimes what happens is spirit will guide us when we're listening. And sometimes we don't listen to spirit, or we think we know better or whatnot. And we kind of go through the motions and then we get gently guided back. So it's about listening to those little cues and going and being flexible with the outcome. Okay. This is also talking about the outer core. So the outer core is like the body, like the outer shell. So it's a lot about making sure that we are taking care of our body, that we're eating well, that we're drinking, you know, lots of water, that we're taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're really operating at the high level that we can. And you're also saying, thank you so much. That's perfect. That's awesome. Thank you. And yeah, so I think a big part here, I was just blocking the user quickly because of course we got a little spammy person there. So this is a lot about you giving yourself permission to come out and be vulnerable and say the things that you need to say and share your truth and back yourself and your big idea, but being fluid in terms of being flexible with the outcome and what that's going to look like for you. Okay. So kind of what I was talking about earlier, it's sort of like sometimes we know where we want to go and we want it to happen right now, but we actually have to go through all of these other little steps and stages in order for us to really get the messages that we need to in order to take the next journey and the next adventure. So yeah, hopefully that was helpful for you. Let me know if it resonated. Awesome. And thank you, Haley. I appreciate that very much. And thank you all very much for listening to the Afterlight podcast. Again, we've got new episodes that are happening every single Thursday. Got a new episode dropping tomorrow. I'm always making sure that I'm, you know, giving you as much content as I possibly can to really support you along your journey. And so if you are a fan of the podcast, please, if you can, make sure that you leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Thank you very much. I will be back soon. And remember that you join me for Master Your Mindset 21 Days to a More Confident You. Talk to you soon. Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.